Command Performance salutes you, Tommy Atkins. Command Performance USA. The greatest entertainers in America firing a worldwide salute to the British Army by command of Uncle Sam's armed forces throughout the world. Command Performance. Presented tonight for you fighting men of the British Commonwealth and presented every week for the fighting men of all the United Nations till it's over there. Tommy Atkins, and greetings from your good friend Uncle Sam. Tonight, the Union Jack and the Stars and Stripes fly side by side on the American entertainment front as the United States Army pays tribute to the British Army Week and to the men who make this week a warning of dangerous weeks ahead for the Axis. That means you, Tommy Atkins, so stick out that chest while Command Performance gives you a slap on the back that'll make your knees buckle. We know you're particular about your music, so we've got the best for you. The Army Air Forces Orchestra of 70 pieces, directed by Major Eddie Dunstetter. Bing Crosby, Dinah Shore, Carmen Miranda, and our guest conductor, Captain Meredith Wilson, music director of all Army Special Service Division radio programs. And the commanding officer of Command Performance, the man who is tops with the AEF and with your partners in all the Allied missions, your master of ceremonies, Bob Hope!
Thank you. Hiya, fellas. This is Bob. Salute to Tommy Atkins Hope, telling all you fighting Britishers that though with shoe rationing, we may be down to three pairs of shoes, the Axis is down to three heels. Yes, sir. It's an honor to be on this command performance tonight for England. You all know what England is. That's an island surrounded by tea. But it's really very appropriate for me to be on this show for Britain. After all, I was born in London. I was born in the theater. My folks would do anything to keep from buying a ticket. But seriously, it's the truth. I was born in the theater in the West End of London in the fog. By the time the fog cleared away, I was 6 years old, and it was too late for my parents to do anything about it. My father took one look at me and said, "Mother, we've been blitzed." But it was fun being in London. We had a large family, 4 boys, 4 girls, and me. Of course, the family didn't stay long. I left England when I was 7 years old. You see, in those days, they were exporting ham. And I'll never forget that trip to America. Great boat, wonderful accommodations. Every night, I used to go up 3 or 4 decks and watch them dance in the steerage. I was down so deep in that boat, when I got off, I had the bends. I was a cute little fellow, though. Every night I'd go down to the hold and tell the crew jokes. They liked me so well, they held me over the side of the boat. But it really was a very nice trip and a fine boat. It was called the SS Maldemir. Maldemir, that's French for you can't take it with you. After 3 days at sea, I looked like the picture on my passport. But it was a fine trip. All I did was lean over the rail and relax. Well, we finally arrived in America and moved right to Cleveland. We really became Americanized. After 5 days, my father took out his first papers, but he didn't sell them, so they took away his stand. And the kids on the streets of Cleveland liked me. Within a week, they were calling me the same nickname as the kids in England. I guess Stinky is international. Oh, but I love England. It's really wonderful. I finally went back to England about 3 years ago. When I got off the boat, I was greeted by the Bob Hope fan club and his keeper. And talk about the English sense of humor. I'll never forget once I was taking a trip from London and I told the fellow next to me a joke. Halfway to Southampton, he started to laugh. I said, "Just get the gag." He said, "No, I just remembered you left your bag in the station." But that's enough of that. The old Command Performance Observation Squadrons have checked all pubs between Aberdeen and Liverpool, and reconnaissance indicates that British Army Week, or any week, there's one girl who'd be welcome at everybody's dart game. So, for the RAF personnel in West Africa, For the whole crowd on Malta, for England's great girls in khaki and Air Force blue, for Tony Lamb in Brighton, Sussex, and Montgomery's magnificent men in North Africa, here's Moonlight Becomes You, sung by your worldwide sweetheart, Dinah Shore.
Becomes you, it goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear. Light becomes you. I'm thrilled at the romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. Ah, what a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? I love you, I want you to know, it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so. Moonlight becomes you.
That was really great, Dinah. And, honey, you know, of course, that it's British Army Week.
Well, sure.
And you know that one of their top marching songs over there is Tipperary. And, Dinah, our big Air Forces Orchestra has cooked up a special arrangement of Tipperary as it was sung over 25 years ago. And as we might sing it today. How about doing it?
Well, sure, but, Bob, it really ought to be a duet.
And don't think it isn't. Fellas, your own Tipperary, a la 1918 and 1943, sung by Dinah Shore and the little round man who sings, Bing Crosby.
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly. Tipperary for each Yankee on his way. Oh, away out in California, Texas or Times Square, there's a
an old hometown like Tipperary, and we salute you from there.
Well, thank you, Bing and Dinah. Ladies and gentlemen, in the British Army are men and women from all walks of life. For in Britain, as in America, all men and women know that not until Hitlerism walks out of our lives forever can we go back to our little shops and flower gardens and the quiet of the countryside. From such men and women have come the sons who pushed Rommel back across 1,500 miles of desert sand and whose spirit will push on to Berlin. In all great democracies, the army is but an image of the people, hard-working, hard-fighting, and holding firm to those things dear to the people. Thus, in the fighting army of the USA, there's a high place for the music of free men, and we offer it tonight to the free and fighting men of Britain. Here's the Army Air Forces Orchestra under the direction of Major Eddie Dunstetter playing Stairway to the Stars. The Army Air Forces Orchestra joining command performance in this international salute to the British Army. It seems that when you sit down to write in your request to command performance, there's a little mental telepathy going on between you and your friends in such whistle stops as Melbourne, Johannesburg, Chungking, Cairo, Rio de Janeiro, and so on, The common idea being to bring on the girl who can give a guy ideas in any language. With her army of admirers, she was a sure bet for British Army Week. Fellas, here with a medley of her famous song hits, your Brazilian bombshell, Carmen Miranda.
Eu vi um papo e papo nem papo dele e outro papo e papo sabe de uma papa de papá. Papo de papo, papo amarelo, não confunde papi, papo de papo lá na mapa. Quando eu disse papo que papi, papo meu papo, vim desmaio porque papo era papão. E eu fiquei como um papo no meu estapa quando escuto papagaio ele dizer papapagão. E olho bambu de bambu, 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 olho bambu de bambu, bambu, lelé. E olho bambu de bambu, bambu, lalá, quero ver de três vezes, bambu, lé, bambu, lalá, bambu. Olho bambu
de bambu, 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 olho bambu de bambu, bambu, lelé.
Eu vi um papo e papo nem papo dele e outro papo e papo sabe de uma papa de fubá. E papo que papo, papo amarelo, não papo de papi, papo que papo lá na mapa. Quando eu disse papo que papo, papo é uma papa de vim desmaio porque o papo era papão. E eu fiquei como um papo no meu estava quando eu escuto papagaio ele dizia papavagão. Que se cobrou o capeta de uma capa que se trepe na garupa do capeta capataz. Porque ninguém possa ver o papo de papo, 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 papo.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Carmen Miranda. Next, fellas, for Sergeant Frank Evans in the Royal Australian Air Force, somewhere in the middle of Middle Egypt, for Bill Westhuizen in the South African Air Force, for the girls' training corps at Fairways, for the stalwart men of the Merchant Marine, for Tommy Hind on a Canadian Corvette, for you guys who run the nightly bomb service to Germany and occupied Europe, here's the lad who gets first call whenever you think of American music. Hollywood's answer to the well-dressed man, Bing Crosby.
Thank you, fellas. Hiya, Slope Snoot. What's buzzing?
What's buzzing, Bing? Yes, that's no buzzing. Greeting for this show going right to the British soldiers. This is going to England and the British Isles. Come, come, old boy, we'll try it again. And here he is now, that young man who's making an old man out of the stork, Bing Crosby.
thank you, pip, pip, cheerio, top hole, old bean, and all that sort of rot. You all?
What's that, you all?
Well, Bob, you're not going to leave out the southern part of England, are you?
Oh. Oh, perish the thought. Say, that's a nice combination you're wearing tonight.
You like this?
What's that, an AC coat with DC pants?
What is that? What is that you're wearing? Are you alone in there or are you dancing with somebody?
Stick around. That coat may come back in style. But you know, Bing, the way you dress, I can't understand why Paramount always lets you win the girl in our road pictures.
Why do you say that, fatter than me?
Well, I just can't understand why they give the romantic role to an elderly man like you instead of a boy like me.
Elderly man, I hope. I'm such a callow youth that I just missed being eligible for the draft for 2 months.
Yeah, it must have been wonderful back in 1917. But I'm only kidding, Bing. You do all right. I notice you're pretty popular with the women.
Well, I have had some minor successes. Shared the ride.
Let's leave your children out of this, huh?
But, Bob, tell me, when you come out of work at Paramount Studio, when you leave the studio there, do the girls chase you along the street?
Oh, it's about even. Say, but... really, Cross, you know, the reason you do so well with girls is that you look so healthy. That's what I need, health. Tell me, 5x10, what do you think I ought to do? What do you think I ought to do about building myself up?
How about cutting down your nose a little? Oh. Well, you ever thought of playing golf?
Well, that's silly. I was out for 18 holes with you this afternoon. You saw what I can do.
Yes. You ever thought of playing golf? No, I'm only fooling. Really, I'm only fooling, Highhorn.
But, Claus, tell me frankly, do you ever think I can be an expert golfer?
Anybody can be an expert golfer, Bob. All you'd have to have are four things.
Four things. What are they?
Well, you'd have to drive the way Gene Sarazen does. Two, you'd have to approach the way Hagen does. Three... He'd have to putt the way Bobby Jones does.
And what's the fourth thing?
He'd have to keep score the way you do.
Well, that takes care of golf and me, too. And now, Bing, how about the tune that's so popular in Great Britain? You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, well, get me on, Dad.
The Music Maids and Phil and the Old Groaner.
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
I'll always love you, and I could make you happy if I were only sure that you would say the same. But if you leave me so I can love another, you will regret it all someday. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I really love you. So please don't take my sunshine away.
Sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
And the Music Maids and Phil, as far as we're concerned in the USA, command performance can pay no higher tribute to you men and women of the British Army than to share with you the works of a great American composer whom all of us love, George Gershwin. At this moment, Major Eddie Dunstead of the Army Air Forces Orchestra is handing over the baton to the man whose music you hear on command performance each week, Captain Meredith Wilson. And from Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, you hear the selection, It Ain't Necessarily So, sung by Bing Crosby and Dinah Shore.
Oh, it ain't necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible.
Oh, it ain't necessarily so.
Little Moses was found in a stream. Little Moses was found in a stream. He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him.
What's this?
She says, from that stream.
Samson from strong, he got weak.
How did he do that?
Oh, Samson from strong, he got weak. When he got that haircut, Delilah the fair cut. Old Samson from strong, he get weak.
Oh, way back in something B.C.
Man, that's early, ain't it?
Oh, Adam and Eve had to flee. sure they did that deed in that Garden of Eden. But why chastise you and me?
Oh, Jonah, he lived in a whale. Jonah, he lived in a whale. Oh, he made his home in that fish's abdomen. Yes, Jonah, he lived in a whale.
Methuselah lived 900 years.
Man, that's old.
Methuselah lived 900 years. But who calls that living when no gal will give in to no man what's 900 years?
What's
this? To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven, live clean, don't have no thought.
Oh, I take that gospel whenever 'tis possible, but with a grain of salt. Oh, Solomon had 600 wives.
He was much married.
He got around.
Oh, Solomon had 600 wives. He's known for his wisdom.
Yes, but I say he is dumb.
Who takes himself 600 wives?
I'm preaching this sermon to show. Ain't Nessa.
Tommy Atkins, this is Bob Hope speaking from the USA. I suppose a lot of times you've wondered what sort of place the USA really is. Maybe you were a kid at Eton with starched collar. Maybe you grew up near the coal mines in Wales. Or played in the streets waiting for Dad to come home from the factory in London. And maybe once in a while the whole family went to the movies and you saw the American cowboy shooting out the lights in a Wild West saloon and men and women in penthouses high above the streets of New York. You saw the Statue of Liberty, the rush of humanity in Manhattan. The loneliness of the prairies with wheat fields and cornfields stretching as far as the eye could see. The grandeur of the Rockies, the miles of white desert, and the endless gold of orange groves that roll onto the Golden Gate. But you still wondered about the people, and you ran to your history book to see if there you might come to know us more as you know the kid across the street. But your history book told you of Indians and pilgrims, the first Thanksgiving, and George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. And you looked at the maps, but the spots of blue color that marked the Great Lakes told you nothing of the men who bring the iron from Duluth and the black dots that mark Dallas and Kansas City. Told you nothing of the men who raise mutton and beef. And no word in the books told you that the blood of an English boy from Dover is the same kind of blood that flows through the heart of an American boy from Texas. Now, I guess it's hard to find things like that in books. But along comes the greatest struggle in history, and the writing in books gives way to a new story being written in blood on the battlefields of North Africa, in the sky over Germany, on the raging waters of the Atlantic and Mediterranean. It's the story of what Tommy Atkins and Johnny American are fighting for. One's fighting for the sidewalks in New York, and the other's fighting for the streets of London. The one for the smell of alfalfa and the song of bobolink, the other for the fragrance of heather and the music of the nightingale. London or New York, Manchester or Minneapolis, Liverpool or Los Angeles, Birmingham or Boston, it's all one story. For Tommy Atkins and Johnny American are writing this story together.
This is Harry Von Zell winding up this special edition of Command Performance presented in honor of British Army Week. Command Performance is produced for you men in the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America. Has been a part of our English language shortwave service.